जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 जय राधा बल्लभ राधा बल्लभ श्री राधे जय जय राधा बल्लभ श्री राधे जय जय राधा माधव श्री राधे जय
Looks like we have a speaker is not might have forgotten so
What verse is it?
27, 28. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 18, text number 27 and 28. Iti bhavena sa bhartur achara sakrit priyam shushushayanuragena praprasrayena damena cha bhaktya paramaya rajan manogair valgu bhasitai mano jagraha bhavagya smita panga bhikshanai. Iti bhavena sa bhartur. Iti bhavena sa bhartur. Achara achachara sakrit priyam. Achachara sakrit priyam. Shushushaya nuga ragena. Shushushaya nuragena. Prapra. Pasrayena damena cha. Prasrayena damena cha. Bhaktya paramaya rajan. Bhaktya paramaya rajan. Manogair balgu bhasitair. Manogair balgu bhasitai. Mano jagraha bhava bhavagya. Mano jagraha bhavagya. Sasmita pangi vikshanai. Sasmita pangi vikshanai. Iti bhavena sa bhartur. Iti bhavena sa bhartur. Achara achachara sakrit priyam. Achachara sakrit priyam. Shushushaya anuragena. Shushushaya anuragena. Prasrayena damena cha. Prasrayena damena cha. Bhaktya paramaya rajan. Bhaktya paramaya rajan. Mano gair balku bhasitai. Mano gair balku bhasitai. Mano jagraha bhavagya. Mano jagraha bhavagya. Sasmita pangi vikshanai. Sasmita panga vikshanair. Anybody?
Iti bhavena sa bhartur. Atichachara satsa priyam. Shushu sayenu ragena. Sayena damena cha.
Anybody else want to try? You want to try?
Iti bhavena sa bhartur.
Acharan sakrit priyam.
Shushusaya nuragena. Prasrayena damena cha bhaktya paramaya rajan manogir valgu bhasitair manojagraha bhavagya Sasmita panga vikshanai.
Word for word. Iti thus.
Bhavena. With the intention. Sa.
Si.
Bhartur. Of the husband.
Achachara
performed asakrit constantly priyam pleasing activities
shushusaya
with service
anuragena
with love,
prasrayena,
with humility,
damena,
with self-control,
cha,
also,
bhaktya,
with devotion,
paramaya,
great,
O
Rajan,
O King,
Manogair,
charming,
Valgubhasitair,
with sweet words,
Manaha,
his mind,
Jagraha,
brought
under her control.
Bhavagya,
knowing his nature.
Sasmita,
with smiling.
Apanga
bhikshanai,
by
glancing.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Translation. Thinking in this way, with a desire for a son to kill Indra, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kashyapa by her pleasing behavior. O King, Diti always carried out Kashyapa's order very faithfully, as he desired. With service, love, humility and control with the words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband and with smile and glances at him. Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. Translation responsibly. Thinking in this way, with a desire for a son to kill Indra, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kashyapa by her pleasing behavior. O king, Diti always carried out Kashyapa's order very faithfully, as he desired, with service, love, humility, and control, with words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband, and with smile and glances at him, Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When a woman wants to endear herself to her husband and makes him very faithful, she must try to please him in all respect. When the husband is pleased with his wife, the wife can receive all necessities, ornaments, and full satisfaction for her senses. Herein, this is indicated by the behavior of Diti. Today, the speaker who's supposed to be here, I think, might have forgotten or didn't come. So I'm just filling in. So I have not prepared anything today. So I'm just sitting there as spontaneously. So it's going to be very spontaneous. So what I was thinking is very small purport. So I might just do text number 29 and 30. 29 doesn't have a purport. So, 29, yeah. 30 has a little longer purport, so we'll just do 29 and 30 as well today. Text number 29. Evam striya jado bhuto vidvan api manogaya badam iti aha vivaso na tanstritam hi yusiti. Translation. Although Kashyapa Muni was a learned scholar, he was captivated by Diti's artificial behavior, which brought him under her control. Therefore, he assured his wife that he would fulfill her desire. Such a promise by husband is not at all astonishing. Text number 30. Bilyukvai kanta bhutani bhutanyo bhutanyado prajapati striyam chakre swadeh harya yaya pumsa matir hrita. Translation. In the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma, the father of the living entities of the universe, saw that all the living entities were unattached. To increase population, he then created a woman from the better half of the man's body. For a woman's behavior carried away a man's mind. Purport. In This entire universe is going on under the spell of sexual attachment, which has created by Lord Brahma to increase the population of the entire universe. Not only the human society, but also in other species. As stated by Rishabhadev in 5th canto, Pumsa Striya Mithuni Bhavam Etam. The entire world is going on under the spell of sexual attraction and desire between man and woman. When a man and a woman unite, the hard knot of attraction becomes increasingly tight. And thus a man is implicated in the materialistic way of life. This is the illusion of my material world. This illusion acted upon Kashyapa Muni, although he was very learned and advanced in spiritual knowledge. As stated in Srimad Manu Samhita 2.15 and Srimad Bhagavatam 9.19.17, Matra Swaswara Duhita Va Navikaso No Bhavet. Balavan Indriya Gramo Vidvamsam Api Karasastati. A man should not associate with a woman in a solitary place, not even with his mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong that they lead astray even a person advanced in knowledge. When a man remains in solitary place with a woman, his sexual desire undoubtedly increase. Therefore, the word ekanta bhutani, which are used here, indicate that to avoid sexual desire, one should avoid the company of a woman as far as possible. Sexual desire is so powerful that one is saturated with it if he stays in solitary place with any woman, even her mother, sister, or daughter. Om Agyanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militanmena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Snapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Utapadikamlam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitamsa. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tatpakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, just a little bit of context on the today's verses. The chapter entitles the Diti vows to kill King Indra. So what's happening is in third canto, Sukadev Goswami has narrated the pastimes of the Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Now the Hiranyakashipu and the Hiranyaksha. Hiranyakashipu is the father of Prahlad Maharaj, and Hiranyakashipu is Hiranyaksha is his brother, younger brother. So now they have been killed by Lord Vishnu. Yeah, Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varahadev. Again, Lord Vishnu coming into in the form of Varahadev. And then Hiranyaksha also gets killed. Hiranyaksha, he was such a powerful demon. He caused so much disturbance to the point that whole entire the earthly planet or even the Bhumandala has shrunk into the bottom of the ocean. So, as the history goes, Swayambhu Manus has, he's the current king, or he's also the emperor, and he's requesting Lord Brahma, I mean, now you have created me, and you want me to rule the planet, but the planet Earth is actually under the water. In that instance, Lord Brahma prays to the Lord, and Lord appears as Varahadev, and he picks up the whole entire the planet and brings it into a surface. The reason the planet was in the bottom was because of the atrocities created by Hiranyaksha. The whole planet was in the bottom. So Lord Varaha comes and he kills Hiranyaksha. And even though the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj is described in the next canto, in the seventh canto, this actually has already occurred in terms of both Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakasha been killed. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord, they are not in sequence. They are not in a sequential order. They are narrated as the question is being asked by the listener or the Parikshit Maharaj, and Sukadeva Goswami just answers that question. So you'll find the pastimes are not in a sequential order. They're always in there in the as questions being asked, the answer is given in that form. So therefore, the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha was described in the third canto. And then the pastimes of Hiranyakashipu will be described in the next canto, even though that already has happened. So after the Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha have been killed, the Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha are the sons of Diti, who is the wife of Kashyapa. So now, who has caused the killing of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha is Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu has come to protect. There's also the pastimes of Lord Vamanadev, that the Lord Vishnu also again comes as a Vamanadev and kills subdues the Bali Maharaj. So Indra is somehow the Aditi is Diti is thinking that Indra is the actual cause. Lord has appeared to protect Indra. So therefore, he is the cause also. So Diti wants a son who is able to kill Indra. So in order to get a son, and she's got a husband who is so yogically mystic, he's a devotee, and also has got all the mystic powers. So she approaches Kashyapa Muni to have son who will kill Indra. That is the topic of... So, as we can hear, as we heard in the past, I'll just go a little few verses because, as I said, I didn't prepare. I'm just sitting in there spontaneously, so I'm just trying to get the whole the context together as myself. I mean, I should have a little better. So in the previous verses, let me just go a few verses just quickly. Sukadeva Goswami said, this is the text number 23, just to help Indra, Lord Vishnu, kill two brothers, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, because they're being killed, their mother, Diti, overwhelmed with the lamentation and anger, contemplated as follows. So this is the context. What is why Diti wants a son who will kill Indra. So Sukadeva Goswami gives description. Lord Indra, who is very much fond of sense gratification, has killed two brothers, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, by means of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Indra is cruel, hard-hearted, and sinful. When will I, having killed him, rest in pacified mind? This is the thoughts of Diti. Text number 25 says, when the dead bodies of all rulers known as kings and great leaders will be transformed into a worm's stool or ashes, if one enviously kills others for sense protection of such a body, does he actually know the true interest of life? Certainly, he does not. For if one is envious of other entities, he surely goes to hell. This is the Aditi's thinking. Text number 26, this is yesterday's verse. Diti thought, Indra considers his body eternal, and thus he has become unrestrained. I therefore wish to have son who can remove Indra's madness. Let me adopt some means to help me in this. So this is the Diti's thinking. So this is yesterday's verse, and today we are reading today again. I'll just read the translation again. Thinking in this way, with the desire for a son to kill Indra, Diti began constantly acting to satisfy Kashyapa by her pleasing behavior, O king. Diti always carried out Kashyapa's order very faithfully, as he desired, with service, love, humility, and control, with words spoken very sweetly to satisfy her husband, and with smile and glances at him, Diti attracted his mind and brought it under her control. So this is today's verse. So this is where the context is of where we're coming, where we are at in Srimad Bhagavatam in this place. So today, it is here described how a wife or lady, the dealings. If she wants something, what is the secret of getting something out of husband? See here. So what are the things that they mentioned? Is Diti always carried out, okay. With service. With service. They're not, if you want something from a husband, what is the best way to please husband? With service. Service means do some seva to please him, or if he doesn't like something, you know. And with love. It's not that, okay, you get me something, or you yell and scream and everything. No, it clearly says with love. And next word is humility. Yeah? Yeah. It's not always my way or highway. Sometimes it happens in between the conversation between the husband and wife. No, it says humility. Yeah? Control. Yeah? It's full control. Huh? What's the word used for control in Sanskrit? Damena. It's mentioned damena. Full control. Next way it says, spoken very sweetly to satisfy husband. So what's the next secret? First was seva, right? Next was with love, right? And then humility, yes? Control. It's not that out of control and you just blast up and then again your husband will be very pleased. No, it's not. It says, with control and sweet words. Yeah? Very sweetly to satisfy her husband. With smile. The secret, Bhagavatam is sharing how to please husband. Bhagavatam is giving you full the codes for you. Huh? If you want to please, it not only applies to husband, it applies to basically every human being. Yeah, anybody who would not like such dealings, and if somebody serves you with the humility, serves you with the sweet, with the love, affection, the control, sweet words, smile. That is a secret. This is the inner secrets given. Diti attracted his mind. So this is the formula that's given in today's verse. How that that applies for a man also. It's not that just because the context is being discussed here is Diti is trying to please her husband, but same applies to the man also. It's not that man's dealing is the completely opposite and the wife has to deal with the sweet words and the love and the humility. It's not like that. It applies to both genders, yeah. If the male gender is dealing completely opposite of, like instead of service, he's violent, arrogant. Is it going to work? No, it's not going to work. So it works both ways. And Prabhupada further gives in a purport, very sweet purport. He says, when a woman wants to endeavor herself for her husband and make him very faithful, she must try to please him in all respect. When the husband is pleased with his wife, the wife can receive all necessities like ornaments and full satisfaction of our senses. Herein it is indicated by behavior of Diti. So we in Srimad Bhagavatam we get everything. We get the secret of how to deal between a husband and a wife. We get the highest thing. The devotion service is described. So in Srimad Bhagavatam we'll find every topic is discussed, every topic is given. So what happens in response? Now this is the so if these behavior are exhibited by the wife. This is the text number 29. It says, although Kashyapa Muni was learned scholar, he was captivated by Diti's artificial behavior. Why is it described as artificial here? She's dealing with love, devotion, service, control, sweet words, and everything. Why is it described as artificial?
She's not
Yeah, that is okay. That's general. In this context, how's this behavior of Diti is described as artificial? Correct. See, yes. she has a desire. What's her desire? To have a son. To do what? To kill Indra. Killing Indra, I mean, think. Indra is a position that the Lord has put Indra in that place. It's Lord's thing. What is her desire? That she wants to deviate from that setup, you know, she wants to kill Indra. So therefore it is described as artificial. She wants something for her personal revenge. That's why it's described as artificial. Even though her acting, all behavior is correct. That what she's exhibited is correct. Yeah? But it is described as artificial behavior. Somewhat, yes. See, her desire is personal. It's to satisfy her personal motive. She's not thinking in the bigger picture. She just thought of her extended family as son that has been killed by the Lord. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord, and the Indra is the cause because Lord is coming to protect Indra. Therefore, he is the cause. So there's whole it's kind of personal. It comes that kind of behavior. That's why it's described as artificial. It's not the benefit for the benefit of everyone. It's just a personal motive there. That's why. Now, here we could say the twist is that because he served so nicely, Diti has served Kashyap Muni so nicely, he says here. Although Kashyap Muni was a learned scholar, he was captivated by Diti's artificial behavior, which brought him under her control. Therefore, he assured his wife that he would fulfill her desire. Such a promise by a husband is not at all astonishing. Yeah? Now, the text 30 says, in the beginning of the creation, Lord Brahma, the father of the living entities of the universe, saw that all living entities were unattached. To increase population, he then created a woman from a better half of the men's body. This is text number 30. For a woman's behavior carries away man's mind. Now, slightly different now is coming into. So, now, Lord Brahma has appeared in the beginning of the creation. So, there's no population at the moment and during that time. So, Lord Brahma is given the responsibility to create the population. So, therefore, he creates man and a woman. Who is the original first man and woman he's created? For the population, for the progeny, as a man and a woman. Of course, Swayambhu, Manu, and Satarupa was the first couple that Lord Brahma has created. As a man and a woman for a procreation. Even though before Swayambhu Manu there were many rishis and everything was born from his mind and they all. But the first in creation that takes place, like just like husband and wife have got children, in that form that creation begins from Swayambhu Manu and Satarupa, very first couple. That's a little. The entire universe is going on under the spell of sexual attachment. Now, this is a Prabhupada's purport. Whenever Prabhupada finds an opportunity to point out that there is a attachment between male and female is very strong. Entire world evolves around the attraction between male and female. The whole, if you really analyze deep in the thing, the whole way society is, that it is based on lust, based on attraction between male and female. What is the male is trying to attract female. He's working very hard to get education, then a job, then once you get a job, he wants to get a better car, better house, better this, better that. And then he wants to have married. This is general course. This is what it is, the attraction between male and female. The whole world is evolving around. Same applies to the female gender as well. So whenever Prabhupada gets this kind of opportunity, he just gives you, hey, don't fall into this trap of getting attracted by male and female. Even he quotes the Rishabdev in the fifth canto. Pumsa striya mithuni bhavam etam. The entire world is going on under the spell of sexual attraction between between man and woman. When a man and woman unite, then the hard knot of his attraction becomes increasingly tight. Thus, a man is implicated in the materialistic way of life. Once you have family, the extension comes in, the children, in the form of children, and it's just, the entire thing, it just gets all entanglement. So what's the caution Srimad Bhagavatam is giving? Yes, the having a family is natural, having anything, but the attachment to those, house, children, your opulence and everything. He says, be cautious. This is a temporary, this is given for your purpose, and use it properly. Utilize it properly. Don't get carried away. Just don't get bugged into this, just enjoying propensity. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is cautioning us. And in fact, Prabhupada quotes a very, very strong cautioning verse from Manushamita and Srimad Bhagavatam. And it says, for a man should not associate with a woman in the solitary place. Even with a mother, sister, or daughter. That also applies both genders. Either way. So therefore, very cautioning. it's a cautioning for everyone to be careful. The attraction between male and female is very strong. Stay away. The both male and female has got a purpose, has got a set. But if it's not utilized or if it's not engaged in the right direction, then there could be a there's a danger. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing out for us. So what do we take from today? That how, if you want something, what is the formula? Service, love, humility, control of words, and speaking sweetly. This is what today is kind of, you can say, if you want something, and if you that gives you how to deal in interact between us, between the male, female, or in general. If that is, if this is formula is followed, then there will be no no quarrels, no hating each other. There will be a love. There will be everyone will be happy. Who would not like it if somebody deals in that format with love, service, sweet words? Who would not like it? So Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us, if you want to deal, if our dealing should be in such a way that it is not harmful or derogative to others. So I'll just end here. I'll just ask any, if there are any questions or comments with this verse. Yes, well, you want to take a mic? This mic coming.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Even like such a advanced devotee like Kashyap Muni, he has fallen prey to it, the trap set up by his wife, or like a woman, like when the way she plays it up. So then what is the chance for the ordinary human being and even for the practicing devotees?
Less chance. Less chance, yes. Yes. Few things you bear in mind, that these historical narration, that is in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the we see so many such interactions that the great personality is being victimized in this forum. Now, they are teachings. One reason we can give is what they are teaching for a people in general. Hey, even the great personalities like Lord Brahma, Lord Kashyapa, or any other great personalities, they can be a victim. So therefore, we should always be cautious. Do our best. It's not that we are completely, we cannot be illusioned. We cannot fall down. That is not the case. So therefore, it gives you an impetus to say, even such a great personalities can be victimized. But their behavior is, the victimization is not a long-lasting. They are very short-lived. And then they immediately rectify themselves. Right? In the case of, yes, you will see Kashyap Muni later on saying, hey, I also fell into a prey of this. And she will actually entice him to have a union at the wrong time. He falls, and he admits that I made a mistake. Yeah. So this Srimad Bhagavatam, all these narrations are for our own teaching. People in general, don't be proud, or don't think that it's not going to happen to you. Even these great personalities, so there's a teaching for us. Yes, these personalities who come into that circumstances are very short lived, and they also rectified. So the purpose is to give us that example, that to follow. Yes, you'll see the Vishwamitra falling the prey in that similar format. Shavari Muni comes in the similar things, right? So don't think that Shavari Muni he wanted to be away from all this Maya, thinking that if I don't see, if I'm not in front of these Maya, that's gonna make me fall down. Let me go down under the water and sit under the water, so this I will not be victimized of Maya. I will not be victim of Maya. What happened there? He saw, while he was in meditation, he saw a fish mating. That caused him to fall down and then come and marry another princess, and he had everything. So these great personalities, whatever the personalities are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, they are actually, these are all teachings for us, people in general. So don't think that it's not going to happen to you. Even these great personalities, this is for us to see. That's what I take it, one of the example. Yeah.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Any other questions? Yeah. So how do we deal with each other? Who can mention a few that we learned today? Humility, very good. Service, very good. Love, very good. Sweet words, yes.
Sacrifice,
additional. Yes, sacrifice. So these are some of the things that we deal with each other. This is what something that's today's verse, yeah. Nice. Any other comments, questions? Yeah, very good.
Is it the mother of Kopil Muni, Kopila, the Aditi?
No, sorry, you just came a bit late. So today we are reading the description of dealings between Diti. Kashyapa Muni has got two wives. One is Diti and Aditi. Diti is the... Aditi's sons are demigods. And Diti's sons are like a demoniac family, the Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and everything. So this is where it is. Right now we're reading about the interaction between Diti and Kashyapa Muni. That is the context. So what was your question?
Now I was thinking that the discussion between Kopila Muni, and his mother.
Yes, Devahuti. Yes.
Very enlightened.
One. Oh, yes,
that
yes.
I'm talking about, and that is the. About the universe, devotion.
Yes.
Very sweet, sweet discussion.
Yes.
That I was thinking.
Every word, every syllable, every sloka, every chapter, every canto is such a wonderful instrument, Bhagavatam. You're mentioning about the third canto, the conversation between Kapila Deva and Devahuti, how wonderful they are. And they Lord Himself coming and describing all those, the creation, the giving the description of devotional service, description of how the living entities actually grows in the womb from day of conception till he comes out, and then you know how everything is elaborately mentioned. So it is wonderful, yes, very wonderful teaching of Sankhya philosophy in that third canto, yes. And it's wonderful narration, conversation between Lord and the Kapila Muni. Wonderful teaching, very nice. Thank you. Any other? Okay, thank you for tolerating me, and thank you for giving this opportunity. Thank you. Shri Shri Gonitai ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Vallabh ki jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadramai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Kashyapa Muni ki jai, Aditi Diti Mata ki jai, Gaur Premanande.
be a button. Can you turn that off, please? Just, there should be a somewhere. There. I just put it there.